नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो टेंथ चैप्टर भागवतम इज द आंसर टू ऑल क्वेश्चंस टेक्स्ट 46 अयं तु ब्रह्मणः कल्पः साबी कल्पः उदारहितः विधि साधारणो यत्र सर्गः प्राकृतः वैकृतः अयं तु ब्रह्मणः कल्पः सभी कल्प उदारहितः विधि साधारणो यत्र सर्गा प्राकृत वैकृता अयं तु ब्रह्मणो कल्प सविकल्प उदारहितः विधि साधारणो यत्र सर्गा प्राकृत वैकृतः अयं तु ब्रह्मणो कल्पः सविकल्प उदारहितः विधि साधारणो यत्र सर्गः प्राकृत वैकृतः
Sarva prakrita vaikrita.
Ayam. This process of creation and annihilation. Tu. But. Brahmanaha. Of Brahma. Kalpaha. His one day. Vikalpaha. Along with the duration of the universe. Udarhitaha. Exemplified. Bidhi, regulative principles. Sadharanaha, in summary. Yatra, wherein. Sargaha, creation. Prakrita, in the matter of material nature. Vaikritaha, disbursement. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. This process of creation and annihilation describes in summary herein is a regulative principle during the duration of Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat, in which the material nature is dispersed. Please repeat after me. This process of creation and annihilation described in summary herein is the regulative principle during the duration of Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat, in which the material nature is dispersed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are three different types of creation called Mahakalpa, Vikalpa and Kalpa. In the Mahakalpa, the Lord assumes the first Purusha incarnation as Karanadokshai Vishnu, with all the potencies of the Mahatattva and the 16 principles of creative matter and instruments. The creative instruments are 11, the ingredients are 5, and all of them are products of Mahat or materialistic ego. These creations by the Lord in His feature as Karanadakshay Vishnu are called Mahakalpa. The creation of Brahma and dispersion of the material ingredients are called Vikalpa. And the creation by Brahma in each day of his life is called Vikalpa. Is called Kalpa. Therefore, each day of Brahma is called a Kalpa, and there are 30 kalpas in terms of Brahma's days. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows. Sahasra yuga parjantam aharjad brahmano vidu ratrim yuga sahasrantam te aharatra vido janaha. In the upper planetary system, the duration of one complete day and night is equal to one complete year of this earth. This is accepted even by the modern scientists and attested by the astronauts. Similarly, in the region of still higher planetary system, the duration of day and night is still greater than the heavenly planets. The four yugas are calculated in terms of the heavenly calendars and accordingly are 12,000 years in terms of the heavenly planets. This is called the Divya Yuga. And 1,000 Divya Yugas make one day of Brahma. The creation during the day of Brahma is called Kalpa, and the creation of Brahma is called Vikalpa. When Vikalpas are made possible by the breathing of Mahavishnu, this is called a Mahakalpa. There are regular and systematic cycles of these Mahakalpas, Bikalpas and Kalpas, in answer to Maharaj Parikshit's question about them, Sukadev Goswami answered in the Prabhash Khanda of the Skanda Puran, they are as follows. Prathama Sveta Kalpascha Dvitiya Nila Lohitaha Bama Devas Tritiyastu Tato Gathan Taro Aparaha Raurava Panchama Praktaha Sastha Prana Iti Smritaha Saptamatho Brihat Kalpa Kandarpo Stam Uchyate Saddotha Navama Kalpa Navama Kalpa Ishano Dashama Smritaha Dhyana Eka Dasa Proktas Tatha Sharasvato Paraha Trayodasa Udanastu Garuratha Chaturdasaha Kourma Pancha Daso Gyaha Pournamasi Prajapatehe Sorasa Narasinghastu Samadhistu Tataparaha Agneo Vishnuja Sauraha Somakalpastataparaha Dvavingsho Bhavanaha Proktaha Supuman Iti Chaparaha Vaikunthas Charshtishas Tadvad Bali Kalpas Tato Paraha Sapto Bingsho Atho Vairajo Gauri Kalpas Tatha Paraha Maheshwaras Tatha Proktas Tripura Jatra Ghatitaha Pitri Kalpas Tatha Chante Ja Kuhur Brahmana Smrita. Therefore, the 30 kalpas of Brahma are Sveta Kalpa, Nila Lahita, Bamdeva, Gathantara, Raurava, Prana, Brihat Kalpa, Kandarpa, Saddotha, Ishana, Dhyana, Saraswata, Udana, Garuda, Kourma, Narasimha, Samadhi, Agneya, Vishnuja, Saura, Somakalpa, Bhavana, Supama, Supuma, Vaikuntha, Archisa, Balik Balikalpa, Vairaja, Gauri Kalpa, Maheshara, Pitri Kalpa. These are Brahma's days only, and he has to live months and years up to 100. So we can just imagine how many creations there are in kalpas only. Then only again there are bikalpas which are generated by the breathing of Mahavishnu as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Jashraika nishashita kalam mathavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadanda natha. The Brahmas live only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. So the exhaling and inhaling of Vishnu are Mahakalpas. And all these are due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For no one else is the master of all creation. Ayantu Brahmana Kalpa Savi Kalpa Udarhitaha Vidhi Sadharanu Yatra Sarga Prakrita Vaikrita. This process of creation and annihilation described in summary herein is a regulative principle during the duration of Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat in which the material nature is dispersed. So we can see how scientific Srimad Bhagavatam and its calculation is. So Srimad Bhagavatam describes everything in such minute detail and such elaborate detail also. Modern science understand time up to what extent? The modern science understanding of time is at the most year. They calculate everything in terms of year. That is also human calculation of year. But when we approach the Vedic scriptures, what understanding do we get? According to the Vedic understanding, we have the higher planetary systems. Like above the earth planet, there is heavenly planet, Swargaloka. And what is the calculation of time in Swargaloka? The Swargaloka time calculation is the 1 year of our calculation is 1 day there. Like we also notice, if you go to the North Pole or South Pole, what will you do? What will you see there? In North Pole and South Pole, there's 7 days, I'm sorry, 6 months as the sun, night, sun is not there, and 6 months is day. So here also we can see that how the 6 months can be 1 day and 6 months can be 1 night. Now in the heavenly planet, that is the duration. It's 1 year is 1 day. And according to that calculation, they have their weeks, months and years. And in this way, when you go to the highest planetary system in the universe, which one is the highest planetary system? Sataloka. What are the higher planetary systems? How many higher planetary systems are there? Okay. Vaishnav Charan? 7. Okay, name them. You should remember them. Who remembers? 7 higher planetary systems. Sitanath. Where is Bhurloka? Do you think it's higher planetary system? It's actually, although it has been divided as 7 higher and 7 lower planetary systems. There are 14 planetary systems in an universe. 7 lower and 7 higher. What are the 7 lower planetary systems? Okay, name them. Very good. Sitanath is a pandit. And 7 higher planetary systems. But there also, this Bhurloka, the earth planet, is actually middle planetary system. It's in the middle. And that means there are 7 lower planetary systems and 6 higher planetary system. The 6 higher planetary systems are Bhuvarloka, then beyond Bhuvarloka is Swarloka. This Swarloka is considered to be the heavenly, what you call heavenly planets, where the demigods reside, devas reside. Devas reside. And that planet, that planetary system is ruled by Indra. Then beyond Swarloka, how many planetary systems are there? 4 are there. So Maharloka, those regions where the sages reside. The higher category of sages, higher is their planetary situation. Maharloka, then even higher than Maharloka is Janaloka. Then beyond Janaloka is Tapaloka. Do you know who will reside in Tapaloka? Who is in Tapaloka? The 4 Kumaras are situated in Tapaloka. And then, beyond that is Sataloka. Sataloka is the place where Lord Brahma resides. So, these are, so the higher we go, the longer is the duration of time. Like we are an earth planet, we have 1 day consisting of 24 hours. Now when you go to heavenly planet, Swargaloka, what will you find? 1 year is their 1 day. And accordingly, they have their time calculation. Then you go to Maharloka, it is even greater than that. Janaloka is even greater than Maharloka. Then Tapaloka is even greater than Janaloka. And in Sattaloka, the duration is the highest. The length of time is like, it may sound that, oh, in Sargaloka, 1 year is 1 day. But you know, in Brahma, in Sattaloka, what is the calculation? 1,000 Chaturjugas is 1 day of Lord Brahma. And what is the duration of Chaturjuga? One Chaturjuga means Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparjug and Kalijug. Put together is one Chaturjuga. Now what is the duration of Satyuga? 1.728 million years. What is the duration of Treta Yuga? 1.296 is the duration of Treta Yuga. Then Dwapar Yuga is 864,000 years. And Kali Yuga, 432,000 years. So now if you put it together, if you add them together, what is the duration? 4.32 million years. Million years. So that is one Chaturjuga. And multiplied by 1,000, that is 4.32 billion years. It's just a day of Brahma. So consider how big is the calculation of time there. Now, the modern science looks like kindergarten mathematics. They are just learning to count. 1, 2, 3. One apple. 2 roses. 3. And so this is how advanced the Vedic culture is. But unfortunately, today's Indians are thinking, that Vedic culture, whatever is written in the Vedas or the Vedic scriptures, they are mythology. They are myth. They are fairy tales. The condition of the Indians today are something like a person who has inherited an inconceivable wealth. They are the children of a very rich father. But they are going out with a begging bowl, going to the neighbors and trying to say, give us a little rice, give us a little sabji, I'm starving. That is the condition of the Indians today. They forgot that their father is so rich. They have inherited so much wealth, but they are totally unconcerned about this wealth. It is an unfortunate state of affairs. That's why we have to build an IT park to remind the Indians what is the Indians' wealth. Make them understand how rich our culture is. Go and show it to us, astrologer. Balaram, you are involved in astrology. What will the astrologers say about that, the Western astrologers?
Western astrologers?
Yeah. They'll suck their fingers, right? Like a baby. They're speculating. They don't have any information at all. compared to this information, like, what is scientific information? And will anybody say that this is speculation or this is myth, this is fairy tale, this is story? They're giving a systematic understanding, calculated. Of course, because they cannot see it, they can't believe it. Now, is it intelligent to follow the Western culture? Let's hear a Westerner here, Govinda. Is it intelligent to follow the Western culture? Not really. Yeah. One remains in ignorance and gets into greater ignorance by following them. Therefore, it is important that we establish the supremacy of Vedic culture. We establish the supremacy of Vedic culture so that the world can benefit. I mean, not only they are dividing the Brahma's day into 30 kalpas, but they are actually calculating what are the names of those and up according to what these names are made. These names are made according to the personality who is predominating that kalpa. The persons who are predominating, it is done, then the kalpas are named according to them. Similarly, a day of Brahma is also divided into 14 manvantars. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. And those manvantars also have been described. Who are those manus who will be ruling over those kalpas? Those manvantars. And in each manvantar, Indra changes. In different manvantar, there are different Indras. We have this Indra in this kalpa, this manvantar. Which manvantar is this? This is Vaivashyata manvantar. Why? Because Vaivashyata Manu is ruling over this manvantar. And who is Vaivashyata Manu? Vaivashyata Manu is the son of the sun god, Vivashvan. Does it sound like a fairy tale? Like, it's something like if you go to a primary school kid and tell him about what the course is, the subject matter of the master's degree or PhD, then what will the primary school kid think? It'll be completely beyond him. Now, if the primary school kid has the authority to decide, then what will he say? Oh, these are fairy tales. Because a primary school kid only knows about fairy tales. His mother tells him fairy tales and he thinks everything is a fairy tale. So this is the state of affairs. Actually a very, very unfortunate state of affairs of this world today. So, now should we take advantage of this information? Or should we remain in ignorance? Priyavrata?
We should take advantage.
How are you going to take advantage?
To study and also preach to others.
Okay.
If you don't distribute it, this point is to have knowledge for ourselves.
So are you preaching?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So does everybody agree with Priyavrata? But first, before you preach, you have to educate yourself. Now consider, I'll just give you an example. How many planetary systems are there in an universe? How many of you know? How many? Okay, now what are you going to preach? Those who don't know, how many hands didn't go up? Only a few hands gone up. How many hands did not go up? How many planetary systems are there? How many are the higher, how many of them are higher and how many of them are lower? How many of you know? Okay. Now, how many of you know the names of the higher planetary systems? Okay. Many hands didn't go up now. So how are you going to preach? Sometimes Prabhupada used to say that. Prabhupada used to say that, why am I writing these books? Why Prabhupada is writing the books? For us to read and get the information, get the knowledge. But Prabhupada, sometimes he got frustrated. He said that, you think that these books are meant for selling. You go to sell the books. Then they ask, what is in this book? When somebody asks, what are these books all about? And the answer is, that is up to you to figure out. You read and you figure out. Don't ask me. Because reading is not my business. My business is to sell these books. But did Prabhupada write these books just for us to sell them? And here you don't even sell the books. Prabhupada wrote these books for us to read them and enrich ourselves with this very, very important knowledge. We have to read these books, we have to educate ourselves, and we have to then preach. Okay, now you have to preach. How many of you are preaching? Okay. And how many of you are not preaching? Okay, why aren't you preaching? Okay, Krishna Shish, why aren't you preaching? And you said that you are not preaching. Okay. The point that I was actually trying to make is, here to preach, you have to preach in which language? Hindi. And are you learning Hindi? How many of you are able to speak in Hindi? Shamangi, Hindi nahi aati hai? Na kya haath uthane mein dikkat hota hai? Okay. So, Shubhashini, how come your hand didn't go up? Hindi aata hai? Hindi? Haan? Okay. Learn the language and preach. You don't have to be a master in the language, just try to go and preach to people. So many people are coming to the temple, make it a point to preach to them. And make it a point to make them understand. Anshul, are you benefiting by hearing this information? Do you believe that these are the facts?
Yes.
Right? Very good. Tum aate ho class mein har roj?
No, sir.
Kabhi kabhi aate ho. Jab aate ho to fayda hota hai?
Yes, sir.
Achha. To fayda uthana chahiye? To har roj aana chahiye? Okay. Vyas ji? कोई ये हो रहा है लाभ हो रहा है लाभ ही लाभ हो रहा है very good because these are such Sony लाभ हो रहा है naturally you are coming every day तो विश्वास हो रहा है
विश्वास तो था लेकिन
डर हो रहा है ओ दृढ़ हो रहा है दृढ़ हो रहा है बहुत अच्छा बहुत अच्छा, very good. So ये जो ज्ञान जो हैं, ये लाभ होने से ज्ञान प्राप्ति होने से हमारा ही लाभ होता है, और ये अच्छा होगा जब सारा दुनिया भारत को ही श्रेष्ठ देश और भारतीय संस्कृति को ही श्रेष्ठ रूप से ग्रहण करेगा। इससे हमारा हमारा गौरव होगा या नुकसान होगा? गौरव होगा और दुनिया का भी लाभ होगा। आज दुनिया क्या सोचता है? भारत एक गरीब देश है, वहां लोग को खाने को नहीं मिलता है, भूखा मरता है आदमी सब। ऐसे उनको ऐसा ही भावना है, ऐसा ही उसका धारणा है कि भारत में आदमी लोग भूखा मर रहा है। आजकल तो आके देख रहा है भारत ऐसा नहीं है, बल्कि भारत का भी एक भारतीय परिस्थिति का एक प्रॉब्लम है, ये समस्या एक ये है कि यद्यपि ये बहुत ही अमीर बहुत ही धनवान देश है, बल्कि यहां का धन का सही रूप से ये डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन नहीं हुआ है। कुछ आदमी के पास इतना है कि वो उतना रहने के वजह मर रहा है और बाकी लोग के पास कुछ भी नहीं है, तो वो लोग उसके कारण मर रहे हैं। तो ये जो स्थिति जो है ये अस्वाभाविक है। आई जस्ट टर्न्ड इनटू हिंदी द कंडीशन द थिंग दैट आई वाज एक्चुअली मेंशनिंग दैट इंडिया इज द रिचेस्ट नेशन इन द वर्ल्ड। But the unfortunate thing about India is the odd distribution of the wealth. It's the wealthiest nation in the world, but the wealth is oddly distributed. Some people have so much wealth that they're dying because they have so much wealth. They're suffering because they have so much wealth. And some other people, they have nothing, and as a result of their suffering. So these are the unfortunate state of affairs, and also because of so many years of British rule, 400 years of British rule made the Indians to believe that India is a very, very unfortunate place. India has nothing to be proud of. The Indians have been made to believe that West is the best. West is the best and India is the worst. And they feel that it was so unfortunate that they were born in India. They think it would have been so much better if they could be born in America or Europe. And therefore they think the goal of life is to go to America. Go to America and have a lot of money. And what to do with the money? With the money, eat meat, take intoxication, have illicit sex, and gamble. Become involved in all kinds of sinful activities. So, the Indians are in a very, very unfortunate state today, and it has happened because of the British domination for so many years. And the British, very systematically, they made the Indians to believe that India is a very bad place. It is unfortunate that they are born in India. It's a country in darkness, full of superstitions. And as a result of that, Indians have forgotten about their own heritage, rich heritage. They are thinking that West is the best. But the reality is that the Indians are the richest people on earth. They are the most fortunate people on earth because they have come so close to the Vedic culture. They are so close to the Vedic culture. And the Vedic culture is the richest culture. It's the wisest culture. Most profound culture. This is the culture that gives us a very clear understanding about the spiritual reality. Therefore, it is important that we accept this culture and we spread it all over the world. We accept this culture, we enrich ourselves with this culture. We should not think that we'll join ISKCON to go to America. We shouldn't come to ISKCON with that kind of intention or motive. Does anybody have this intention of going to America or Europe or England? Huh? Is it all right? Okay. Why did you join ISKCON? Ganga Narayan? Okay. Not to go back to America. Yes. We join ISKCON to go back to Godhead, to become situated in our spiritual identity. Where is Purushottam? He's in the kitchen. And yes, it's not that we don't go to Europe or America. Yes, when the need will be there. This summer I'm thinking of taking some devotees to the West. And this way we'll make arrangements that you can go for a visit sometimes. Where is Radha Vallabh? Okay. I'm thinking of taking Radha Vallabh. Can you free yourself, Radha Vallabh, in summer? July? June, July? You're ready to go out in June, July? Can you? You have to make arrangements so that somebody can run the restaurant. Huh? Anyway, we'll make arrangements. You want to go for a month or two? Huh?
I have no personal reason.
Very submissive. Very good. Very good. Yes, and this way we'll. For the sake of preaching, for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness, for the sake of rendering service, yes, we will go. Anyway, so it is Sadhan Siddhi, are you convinced that this is the best culture? This is the most profound wisdom? And you are enriching yourself with that wisdom? By my mercy. Yes, it is a combination of both, mercy and endeavor. On your part, there has to be endeavor. And if you think from my part, there can be mercy also. All right? So become very good devotees and take advantage of all the information that Prabhupada so mercifully has given. And we are seeing that what a profound understanding. And it doesn't, so here we get to know that there are three kalpas, three different types of creation. One is Mahakalpa, Bikalpa, and Kalpa. So there are 30 kalpas in a day of Brahma. Then off comes Brahma's night. Then that is when the during the Brahma's day the creation is there, and at night the creation falls apart. Creation is annihilated. Creation is dispersed. So that is called Bikalpa. And then one breath of Mahavishnu is the Mahakalpa. And Mahavishnu is lying in the causal ocean. Yashyaika nishyashita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha. Jagad anda means Brahmand. And who is the Nath? Who is the Lord of the Brahmand?
Brahma.
And yashyaika nishyashita kalam athavalamba jivanti. Jivanti means lives. So duration of Brahma's life, we calculated that Brahma's day is 4.32 billion years. And according to that calculation, Brahma has his weeks, months, years. And Brahma's duration of his life is 100 years. And what is Brahma's, so you can calculate how big is that, how fast is that time. But that life of Brahma is one breath of Mahavishnu. So this is how inconceivable the potency of the Lord is. Now what we are supposed to do? Should we try to get the life of Brahma? Should we try to extend the duration of our stay here? Should we try to make some nice arrangement in this material nature? Then what should we try to do? We should try to develop our relationship with Govindam Adipurusham Tamah. If we develop our relationship with Govinda, then what will happen? We'll become situated in our spiritual identity. And when you become situated in our spiritual identity, then what happens? When you become situated in our spiritual identity, what is the advantage of being situated in our spiritual identity? Arunaksha? Okay. What is the benefit of becoming situated in our spiritual identity? Tell me. No. Yeah, you are saying it. Yes, by serving Krishna we become situated in our spiritual identity. But the benefit? Okay, that is a benefit also. But the real benefit is that we achieve a life that is full of knowledge and bliss. And that life is eternal. If we become situated in a spiritual identity, then we'll never die. On the other hand, the demigods will die. Right? Indra will die. Chandra will die. Varuna will die. The sages will die. Even Brahma will die. Right? But if we become situated in a spiritual identity, then we will not die. Why won't we die? Ansul, can you tell us why we won't die? Yeah, I'm just asking. Why we will not die? Because the soul never dies. Death is of the body. To become situated in our spiritual identity means we become situated in our as spirit soul. Like we recognize that we are soul. We are not this body. Whether it's a human body or demigod body or Brahma's body, everybody will die. But the soul never dies. And when you become situated in a spiritual identity, then you become promoted to the spiritual sky. There is no death. Because soul never dies. Does the soul die? Jai Krishna? The soul never dies. Then who dies? Why does the body die? Why does the body die? Okay, Radharani. Why does the body die? When does the body die?
When does the duration of life gets over?
Right. When the soul leaves the body dies. Does the soul die? Who are you? Spirit soul. Will you die? Okay. So isn't it a good proposal to become situated in your spiritual identity? Okay. Very good. Does everybody agree with Radharani?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So today is Purushottam Das Thakur's appearance day. So we'll just briefly discuss about Purushottam Das Thakur. Purushottam Das Thakur was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was a great devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. One of associates of, very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Sadasiv Kaviraj. And Purushottam Thakur was Sadasiv Kaviraj's son. And from his childhood, from his birth, he was very attached to Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. When he was a child, Purushottam Thakur used to play with Krishna. Like his way of playing was not with toys, but he used to play with Krishna. Not too far from Mayapur, there is a place called Chagdaha. So Purushottam Das Thakur's place was in Chagdaha. Actually, not exactly Chagdaha. Near Chagdaha, there is a place called Sukh Sagar. Near Chagdaha and Shimurali, we come across these places when we drive from Calcutta to Mayapur. Shimurali, Chagdaha. Purushottam Thakur's son was Kanai Thakur, Kanu Thakur. And he was also a great devotee of Krishna. After Kanu Thakur's birth, Purushottam Thakur's wife left her body. She became, her name was Janava. And when Nityananda Prabhu got to know that, Nityananda Prabhu came and he brought this boy, little boy, with him to Khardaha, where Nityananda Prabhu used to spend his time. And Nityananda Prabhu actually gave him the name Krishna Das. And from this Krishna, the name came as Kanu or Kanai. When Kanai Thakur was 5 years old, he went to Vrindavan with Janava Mata. And actually it has been mentioned here that Jiva Goswami gave him the name Kanai Thakur. There is a very beautiful story about Kanu Thakur. that when he was in Vrindavan, he was dancing. And when he was dancing, that one ankle bell got displaced. And he, like he was dancing, so it got removed from the set of ankle bells. One bell got released, removed. And he mentioned that wherever it fell, he would go there and he would reside there. And that actually fell in Bengal, in a place called Khanakul, in Joshohar, which is in East Bengal now, in Joshohar district, in Khana. And since then, Kanhai Thakur came and started to reside there. In Premobilas, it has been described that Kanhai Thakur was present with Janava Mata during the Kheturi Mahotsav. And when the Borghese started to create disturbance, Borghi means actually Brahmin, the Burmese. They were Burmese bandits. They were attacking Bengal at that time. And that place, Joshohar, was close to, because it was the eastern part of Bengal, it was near Burma. So the Burmese attacks to Burmese, due to the Burmese attack, they came, they left that place, and with the deities, they came to Navadvip district, in Nadia district, in a place called Bhajan Ghat. And after the disturbance of the Burmese were over, then they went back to Bodhkhana and established the deity called Pranavallabh. Srila Purushottam Das Thakur ki. Purushottam Das Thakur's appearance day celebration ki. Gaur Premanandi. Does anybody have any question? Yes?
Whose consciousness are higher?
Huh?
Demigods or human beings? Whose consciousness are higher?
Consciousness? It depends. How Krishna conscious one is. Like when one is Krishna conscious, his consciousness is the highest. Otherwise, generally the demigods have much higher consciousness than human beings, generally. But when a human being becomes Krishna conscious, then his consciousness is higher than demigods. Janaloka, the sages like Bhrigu, etc. Mahaloka is the sages who are even in a higher position. I don't exactly remember. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, there's a very clear description of that. Maharloka, Janaloka, then Tapaloka, as I mentioned. Tapaloka is the Kumaras are residing, and yeah, Priyavrata.
Yes, it's a very unusual question, but I have always loved the name of Kanhaiya from my childhood. Recently there has been a song created on the Kanhaiya, and I love it very much. I want to ask you how bona fide it is.
Which song it is?
Kana Madhuban me tu aaya na karo.
Yeah.
is it a new song or you heard it recently?
It's a new song.
Yeah? From Bombay? From Bollywood?
I bought a CD from Bombay.
I see. The thing is that, you see, it says that Gaura Bihito Kirtana Shuni, the songs that are approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sung by devotees, those are the songs that we generally like. Otherwise they may sound nice, but you know, like, it's a sense gratification. It becomes sense gratification. Because they are not devotees, they are not singing with devotion. So we are not actually listening to the devotees. Devotion. What we are listening is what sounds nice, the nice tune, nice, etc. You know.
Even if you sung by devotion?
Maybe when you sing it, then it gets a different dimension. Yes? Well, it will depend upon what is your state of your advancement. For Uttamadhikari, everything is Krishna. So he will even listen to rock and roll music and he'll think of Krishna.
Huh?
I told you. But is she singing about Krishna?
No, but when I hear the words, I think of Krishna. Mm. So I want to know if the words, because it's something that I need to rectify.
There are two considerations here. One consideration is that when others hear that, you're playing, listening to it.
I see.
Then, yeah, you can take it. You know, gold can be collected even from a dirty place. So, if it is reminding you of Krishna, that's fine. Then you can dwell in that. Another thing is, you know, like, for the sake of preaching, our devotees are doing that. You know, like, I mean, they are doing rap music and, not rap, what's it called? The straight edge music. Govinda? It is actually rap, yeah. It is rap. Okay. No, I don't think the devotees are doing that. But I'm talking about in the early 90s. Some of our devotees had their groups and they became quite popular actually. Anyway, as I said, like, you know, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, anything can be used in Krishna's service. Whatever can motivate others to become inspired by Krishna consciousness, that can be used. But at the same time, we should also be careful not to set the wrong example. Yes? Yeah, because George Harrison is a devotee. He was a devotee, therefore it has its effect. Anyway, but because he was a devotee, the effect was there. That's the point I'm making. But there are others also who sang, but those songs were not so popular, like what's his name, Bow Down Mister, and so forth. Because he was not a devotee. Yes?
In Bhagavatam, four types of destruction are given. Then when will this destruction start happen?
When?
Yes, sir.
Wait and you will see. Yeah, they describe, it has been given. Like say for example now, one destruction will come. You know, that major, major destruction when the Kali Yuga will end. So that is another 427,000 years. Right? But long before that, there will be another destruction. Major destruction. That is when we are going to die. At the time of death, everything is destroyed. Isn't it? When this is called individual destruction. There are collective destructions and individual destructions. The collective destructions are like that. Like when there is like pralaya. Like the whole earth planet will be covered with water. There will be water that will flood whole planet. Then there will be so much heat that the water will dry out and everything will burn. So there is no way that anything will survive. But long before that, when a few more years, individually we will die. Right? And when we die, then what happens? When we die, the whole world may be flourishing very nicely, everything may be very nice, but what is the benefit? We are not going to take part in that. Yes, Sonny?
Maharaj, seven, 1 year is equal to 1 day of Brahma. Then, what is the response?
1 year is 1 day of Brahma. Who said that?
No, in this calculation you told something like that.
I said 1,000 Chatur Yuga is 1 day of Brahma.
1 year is, you told something.
1 year is the demigods.
So,
Sargaloka.
My question is that the time span is similar to this when 365 days span takes time or?
Yeah, they have 365 days. That means our 365 years is their 1 day.
So they have to wait 365 days to complete the day.
But you see, because they are in a higher position, their 365 days is 12 hours. Their 12 hours.
So, this I cannot understand
how they spend their time. When you go there, you'll find out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like when you are in school, did you understand everything? But the teacher told you memorize it. You don't have to understand it. Memorize it. But then, you memorized, but then later on you understood also. Right? Like, in a school you memorized. There are six continents in the earth planet, there are six continents in the earth planet. And at the time of exams, how many continents are there? You wrote six continents, right? But then when you grew up, then you saw that these are the continents and where they are situated and so forth. Right? So sometimes, you know, initially, we just accept it with faith. But then it becomes confirmed. Don't worry, you will see it. Where, how the demigods spend their time in the heavenly planet. But don't get stuck there. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay, two last questions. Aniruddha and Janava.
According to Brahma Samhita, Goloka Namana Nijadham Tavish Devi Mahesha Dham. that is that there is after that Chodarloka means upper seven lok. After that is Devidham or what?
Devidham, this is Devidham. The universe with 14 planetary systems is Devidham. And beyond that is Maheshdham. Beyond the universe is the abode of Lord Shiva. And beyond that is the abode of Hari, Vaikuntha. Yes, Janava? Yeah, as I was saying, that initially we accept it because it's coming from the right source, authoritative source. But then in course of time, it becomes verified. Say for example, when you are learning the alphabets, what did you do? You accepted A. Who taught you the alphabet? Your mother or your father? Okay. So your mother said, this is A, right? And you accepted this is A. At that time you didn't question, what is A? What is B? Why this is B not X, Y, Z? You accepted A is A and B is B. But then when you grew up, you started to read books and it has been verified, yes, A is A and B is B. Right? So similarly, although initially we accept these informations as with faith, but in course of time they will become verified. Just like when we start to get the informations, Bhagavad Gita, Dehi Noshmin Jatha Dehi, just as the body changes from boyhood to youth to old age. At that time, we don't think so much, right? We just take it that the body is changing, right? But then we begin to notice, yes, the body is changing, right? And then we see somebody is dead. Then we see that, yes, soul has left. But then we realize that the soul has left. Everything didn't come to an end at that. The body has come to an end, but the soul is continuing to live. And this way we begin to recognize that the soul is immortal. The soul doesn't die. Rather, when the soul leaves the body dies. Or as long as the soul was in the body was alive. The body was alive. But the soul is always living. Soul is soul alive. That even when it enters into a lump of matter, that matter becomes alive. Can you imagine how alive the soul must be? That it made this lump of matter alive. So how conscious it must be. So how wonderful it will be to become situated in the soul's consciousness. So this is how the revelations will come. The realizations, as you are asking, is actually a matter of revelation. We may grasp things in our brain, but that is not the real understanding. But in course of time it will become revealed in the heart. And then it will be realized. And with time, as we practice, it happens. I said that was the last question. Okay. Amen. Okay, after that. You also have your... Okay.
Guru Maharaj, scientists said that the weight of our soul is 21 grams. But the soul is the Chinmay Swarup, then how can they say that the soul is considered as in the weight?
Who said that soul has weight?
The soul is the Chinmay Swarup, sir.
Then scientists said that they discovered the weight of our soul, and that is 21 grams.
The weight of?
Our soul.
Yeah.
Is 21 grams. Means
you know, some scientists are famous for their bluffing. Right? And besides that, most of the scientists don't believe the existence of soul. And 21 grams.
Special scientist.
And our ISKCON group said that our soul is the मतलब हमारे बाल का जो अगला हिस्सा है ना उतना मतलब वो होता है हमारा
नहीं उतना नहीं उसका 10,000 भाग का एक भाग साइंटिस्ट लोग तब सोच सकते हो साइंटिस्ट लोग क्या बोल रहे हैं Yeah, so you are very fortunate. Okay. Yes, very good. Very good. Yes, then. No, no, who said that? Then Devi.
No.
Devi Dham is this. This universe is the material nature is Devi Dham. The region of Mahamaya. Devi is actually Mahamaya, Durga. And this is, her domain is the material nature. And beyond material nature, as I said, the spiritual nature in the which is the impersonal aspect of the spiritual nature, that is Viraja, Brahmajyoti, then the abode of Lord Shiva, and then the abode of Vaikuntha, Haridham. Devidham is only destroyed. Mahirdham doesn't get affected by that. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.